have a mini message given today, and I'd like to welcome up here Miss Nicole Schweitzer.
Good morning. I would like to start with the scripture, Psalm 86, verses 6 through 7. Hear my prayer, Lord. Listen to my cry for mercy. When I am in distress, I call to you because you answer me. I highly recommend everyone to read this whole chapter when they have time to. It encouraged me so much when I asked God for help. It's by David praying to God to never leave him and to help him when he is in trouble. My classmate Nathan and I have been in the same class since our community started, and we're really close friends now. But during one of our weekly classes, an incident occurred with his mother. Nathan's dad, Mr. Johnson, came to take him early, but I could tell that something was wrong by the look on his face. Mr. Johnson told us that his wife had been hit by a car while taking her other son home from school. Her head hit the road really hard, and she had a fractured skull. At the hospital, she couldn't think for longer than 10 seconds or sit up because the room spun so violently when she did. She still remembered her family, but she couldn't remember too many friends. Before they left, though, Nathan and his dad, our class prayed for Mrs. Johnson's health. And when we were praying, I realized that I was crying. I didn't know her too well, but I knew her well enough that I loved her very dearly. It was probably a week later when I fell upon Psalm 86. When I read verses 6 and 7, they immediately stood out to me. I remembered that when we prayed in class, I felt the Spirit of God in the room. I knew He was hearing our cry, and I prayed again for Nathan's mom and his family that morning. When I finished, I knew God would heal her and bring peace to his family. I didn't know how or when, though, but I knew by the power of His resurrection that she would be healed. After some time, I heard that Mrs. Johnson was able to move around, but the dizziness had not gone away and her head still hurt a lot. But she could move around. About 2 months later, I was arriving at my orientation for my first high school year. And the first person I saw was Mrs. Johnson. And the first thing I realized about her was that she was smiling. After that, I realized that she was all better, but the first thing I noticed was that she was happy. She was smiling and she was joyful. I immediately smiled back at her, and I thanked God for healing her. We asked how she was doing, and she said she was much better, but it was hard for her to go through the pain. The next day, I remembered Psalm 86, and I read it again. I realized that God had heard our cry for mercy and healed her. We were in distress, and we called to Him, and He responded to us by answering our prayers. Then I read verse 17, which says, "Give me a sign of your goodness, that my enemies may see it and be put to shame." The power of God is so powerful that the devil is shamed for going against the laws of Christ. There's a song by rapper Trip Lee called "Sweet Victory," and it features Dimitri McDowell and Leah Smith. Where it comes to Leah Smith sings, she sings, "The crown of thorns declares your king. A scarlet robe can't cloak your majesty. They nailed your hands, you nailed our death. From the cross you reigned. Your kingdom knows no end. Oh, Jesus, you won it all. Oh, Jesus, victorious. Oh, Jesus, you won it all. Oh, Jesus, victorious. Oh, Jesus." The part when it says, "you won it all," to me, means that there's no battle to be fought. The war is already won.
Amen.
It's already won.
Amen.
They nailed his hands. They crowned him with a crown of thorns. And he was victorious. Satan is defeated. He cannot conquer the Lord. The Lord is victorious. He won it all, and He is victorious. But I don't want you to hear the words from the song just from my mouth. I want you to hear it from the song as well.
Oh,
beautiful? There's a difference when you're just saying it and when you're singing it too.
Amen.
The rest of verse 17 in Psalm 86 says, "For you, Lord, have helped me and comforted me. God gave me a sign of his goodness by healing Mrs. Johnson, and he comforted not only me, but the Johnson family as well, because he is always with us and he is eternally victorious."
Yeah. Yeah.